Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ellie Grenauer is joining us on the phone right now. Ellie is the owner of the Glen Park Tavern on Main Street in Williamsville. You know, Ellie, I had a chance to go there yesterday, and I truly enjoyed my chicken wing experience there. It was some of the best wings that I've had here in the city of Buffalo and all of Western New York. Want to get an idea, how'd you guys come up with the idea for that citrus chipotle wing? I was raving about it because it's grilled. How'd you come up with that idea?
Yeah, that was my chef's idea, Chef Todd. And just to clarify, I'm a co-owner. My dad and my cousin are owners as well, so I don't want to step on their toes. But that was my Chef Todd's idea. And, you know, it was funny because I showed him the picture that you took when you were in the restaurant. He goes, I made those. Like, he could tell right away. He just liked the idea of a citrus barbecue sauce, and that's kind of where he came up with that. He's working on another wing sauce idea as well, with like apple cider, kind of a like tie into the mill, little twist to it.
Is that something that we should expect to see in the fall? You know, you think of pumpkin spice lattes, you think of ciders in the fall. Is that going to be a fall wing at the Glen Park Tavern?
That's what we're aiming for. It's a long process at the Glen Park Tavern to get something on the menu. We make it and try it and then, you know, remake it, tweak it, try it again. Even the wings, it was funny because when Visit Buffalo Niagara came in the day before, this is when they had initially approached us about being on the wing trail, we literally had a manager's meeting where we discussed how we can make the sauce stick to the wing better. And they were like blown away by that. So,
well, you know, I've heard that the Glen Park Tavern is a restaurant that's really known for their beef on weck. Is that right?
Oh yeah, we just won. Well, we tied with Charlie the Butcher for Northtown's Buffalo Spree's best beef on weck for the Northtowns.
So that's definitely something that people should try if they go there. I'm curious a little bit about Glen Park Tavern's history. I know you guys have been around for over a century. Tell me a little bit about the history there.
Okay, so it's been a tavern since 1887. Well, of course, we haven't owned it since 1887, but it always maintained it was always some kind of restaurant or bar, tavern-type atmosphere. We really, I would say about 8 years ago, 9 years ago, we decided, you know, at that time, we didn't really kind of know what we were. We were trying to be a sports bar. We were trying to be, you know, a little bit of everything. So we focused on making it a tavern, true to its original roots. So that's the feeling you get when you walked in. You know, one of my dad's goals, and part it's in our core vision, was to make it with like a Cheers-like atmosphere. And I think you really feel that when you walk into the tavern.
You know, I had that feeling totally, because it kind of felt like, hey, after a long day's work, or if you're just, I noticed that a lot of people were wearing golf shirts. So I'm thinking, okay, a lot of people are just finishing up 18 holes. They're going there for a nice drink. Everybody catches up. That's exactly the feel that I get there. So that, the tavern idea, the kind of Cheers atmosphere, I think that's an accurate way to put it. I was told from one of the people who work here at Entercom Buffalo that you guys have a big Halloween party coming up?
Oh, yeah, really big. Our bartender, Sarah Schubach, who anyone who's been in the restaurant knows Sarah, she's this really, like, you can't forget her. She'll remember your name, your kids' names, your aunt's name, even if she only met you once. She's amazing. But she puts together a huge Halloween bash. I'm not sure of the exact date. It's always on a Saturday, so it'll be the Saturday closest to Halloween, which I think might be, no, it's not the 30th. Well, anyway, so it's a Saturday closest to Halloween. It's tons of fun. There's prizes given away. There's a costume contest. Just super fun.
Yep, that's if it's the Saturday before Halloween, that's going to be on Saturday, October 27th. Ellie, I really appreciate your time. Anything else that you want people to know about Glen Park Tavern?
Well, this is new. We're open for Thanksgiving this year, so if people want to come, they better call and get their reservations soon. So we've never been open in the past. And some of, you know, we're real close on Main Street, all the restaurants. And they're like, you're crazy not to be open. You need to be open. So, because we serve hand carved turkey. So we're open.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.